Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Yes, I have a thing on my my account. It says www.tech something. It's from 1995, and I don't know what that is.
All right, well, we are a third-party call center that do stand in for multiple online merchants. I would have to see if we have an account for you. May I have your zip code, please?
49242.
Okay, that was 49242. And your first and last name?
Mary Lou Woods. I tried to search it, and it said nothing came up for that. So I'm not sure who it is, because I didn't order nothing, and nothing should be taken out anywhere.
And you said it was for $19.
1995.
1995.
It said www dot tech something. I can't, the Latin. I'm not sure what the last three letters are.
Gotcha.
It's still pending, so.
All right, so it looks like I'm going to have to search a different program for you. Allow me one moment.
Don't want to get a new card. I'm tired. I've already had three of them in the last 3 months. And somebody's trying, always trying to get the money out of me. And I don't know who they are.
Yes, well, I understand.
I got this one text that says Shannon. And it's like, who's Shannon? I'm not Shannon. And I put stop on it, but obviously somebody doesn't, know what the word stop means.
Gotcha. All right. So let's see if we can locate an account for you right now. I'm searching in a different program so I can see if I can access an account for you. Okay.
Okay.
And also, was that charge recently done?
Yeah, it's still pending right now.
Okay.
The money that I have in the bank, I leave it in there for my bills to come out. And there's one thing that hasn't came out yet, and not, the bank account's not up to where somebody's trying to get 1995 out of me.
Yeah. All right, so far I've searched two programs for you and haven't located an account yet. I gotta search three more programs for you. Allow me one moment.
I know you want my account number from my bank. I got that.
Okay. Right now I'm using your first and last name to search. So give me one moment. Let me just search the last three with your first and last name first. Before we start that.
Yeah, I'm usually not awake at 6 in the morning or 5:30 in the morning. I just seen that on there. It's like, what the heck? I'm glad I looked.
Perfect.
Don't buy anything online. once I did it. Now I'm every time somebody wants something.
Okay. All right. So I can search by using the first six and last four of the credit card that's being billed to see if I can pull up an account that way. Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I can use the first six and last four of the card that's being billed to see if I could pull up an account that way. I've searched so far using your zip code and your first and last name and haven't been able to pull up an account as of yet, and that would be the most accurate way.
What you want the what now? The last six of the card
The first
is.
six and last four.
Oh, hold on, I'll have to get my card. I don't have it memorized.
Gotcha.
Yeah, the only card I have is my debit card for CP Fed, or well, now it's True Community, but it used to be CP. And that only card I have, that's my debit and my card for the bank. First five, 6-4 numbers is 5119. And the last four numbers is 2606.
All right, so I have that last four being 2606, and I have the first six. Okay, you gave me four. 1 5 1 1 9. What's the last two digits after that nine?
Let's see, 5119, it's 77.
All right, allow me one moment. I gotta search through each program.
I don't want to get a new card. I've already had. I'm tired of having to trying to remember all my numbers. I get a new
Yeah, I
one
know
on.
that could be a hassle.
Yeah, they lock it, and I can't. That takes me time to go. I have to go all the way to Jackson, and I live half hour or 45 minutes away from there.
Right, and so far I have searched two programs for you. Have not found an account yet. Four more to go. Just bear with me. All right, now we are down to four programs.
Yeah, usually it's the fraud department calls me. It's like, you got this on here, is this, No, I do not do that.
Alright, so far six programs have not found an account for you. Searching through the last program now.
How many programs you got? I only got one bank account number. Oh.
Well, we stand in for multiple online merchants, that's why. I'm sorry.
Yeah. If I typed in www.protech and nothing, it says no search. It didn't come up anything. So,
well, nine times out of ten, they build through a third party, so the third party name is what shows up. So usually you have to call into the customer service to get the actual name of the company, and that's why I'm trying to locate an account for you. And the most accurate way to do that will be with, you know, the card that's being billed. So that's why I'm searching through all the programs to make sure we're covering all of them and not missing any to locate an account. Now, if we can't locate an account with the credit card, you'll pretty much have to go through your bank, because that means we don't have an account for you in our system, and it could either be a possibility that it's the wrong customer service number for that charge, or you'll more likely have to go through the bank to try to track down the actual merchant. I'm searching through the last program now, and no account. So I've used your zip code, your first and last name, and the first six and last four of the card, and I have not been able to pull up an account for you in the system.
You can send me my account number, can you?
Do you have an order number?
My account number is for the bank.
Oh, no, ma'am, no, ma'am. That wouldn't be necessary. If you order something, or if anybody used any information to order something, it would more than likely be your credit card. The credit card would be the most accurate way to pull it up in our system. And like I said, I wasn't able to pull up any account at all with the credit card that you gave, nor with your first and last name or your zip code. So you may possibly have to go through your bank for that charge.
Okay. It says pending still on it. So they haven't gotten the money yet.
Yes, ma'am. So, yeah, you will have to, your bank will have to take it from there. They should be able to, A, either track down the actual number for that merchant, or they should be able to stop payment on it or whatnot.
Yeah. Then it costs me money.
Well, I do apologize. I wasn't much help for you on tonight.
They don't open till 9 o'clock, so hopefully, I don't know. I don't want to have to drive into Jackson. Get other things on my plans. Mess up my plans. My dog already messed up part of them. He died out. I was like, oh, great. I planned to go away for the weekend and somebody tries to take money and the dog gets out. Said, what else? What's the third thing? It comes in threes, right?
Well, I do hope that you get everything solved, ma'am. I do apologize that I wasn't able to be of any assistance, but I do thank you for calling customer support, and I do hope you have a wonderful day. Mm-hmm.
How did you put my first name in?
I put it as Mary Woods.
It's Mary Lou.
Okay.
MaryLou.
Okay. So it was all one word?
Yeah.
I can recheck again, but like I said, that credit card would have been the most accurate way to pull up an account in the system. Just letting you know, I'm still here, just searching through all programs again, okay?
Okay.
All right, so far I've searched two programs, still no account found.
How do you find out who that www.techpro, who is that?
Like I said, we service over multiple online merchants, so I wouldn't know unless I can get an account up to see what company is billing you. Like I said, they do bill through third parties, so the name that shows up on your banking statement is not the company name, it's the third party that they bill through.
Sneaky Pete, don't they? Yeah, I only have four accounts that take money out automatically. And I have one game or two games that I play. One game I sometimes use it to buy, boy coins and stuff, but that's only dollar something. And that's already been taken out.
Gotcha. All right, I searched all seven programs again using the correct spelling of that first name, and I still was not able to pull up an account for you, ma'am, so you would have to go through your bank.
Okay.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'll have to go get a new cardigan.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and I do hope you have a wonderful morning.
Yeah, I hope if they find it and they call me back, you know, fraud. Well, hopefully they'll call me and say, nope, it's not nobody. Not on here. Did you put in www.protect?
No, ma'am, that's not a way I can search through there.
Yeah, no, if I close to the back.
Yes.
In the morning when it gets light out.
All right. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good one, ma'am.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.